This is the Sports Drive. Sports Drive. Now, a guy who's only 1 8 short of the WWE title, Henry Hernandez. Henry Hernandez.
And welcome into the Sports Drive, everybody. This is Henry Hernandez, your humble host. He's Bill Durner, the man behind the glass, your show producer. As always, we come to you from the sixth floor of the beautiful Park Tower building in Uptown Corpus Christi. How's it going, South Texas? What's up, Coastal Bend? 884-1230 is our number. We have a special treat, though, here in the first segment. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that a guy that we're going to have on the Sports Drive, David Barron, who writes brilliantly for the Houston Chronicle about TV and sports and the like, and a very interesting guy, that he had mentioned in one of his articles that he had received a rough cut of a documentary film that we told you about called Six Man Texas. I told you that I had contacted the filmmaker of said movie and that he's still working on getting it released. They're finishing up editing and that we would interview him. And as luck would have it, today is a good day to do that. You know what? I'm intrigued by Six Man Football. I'm intrigued by the movie Six Man Texas. I told you yesterday about the brilliant magnet promotion they do. If you go to the website, some of you have, it's brilliant. So joining us right now on the Sports Drive is Mr. from Austin, Texas, Mr. Alan Barber. Alan, are you in?
I am here.
And I'll call you Alan because people know that I'm a stickler for manners, but you told me to call you Alan, so I will.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
I appreciate you. Bill, you get an echo? Am I getting an echo in my headset here? I'm sorry. Alan, I told everyone about – can you hear me okay?
Yes, absolutely.
We discussed this film that you're making, and it's called Six Man Texas. I'm intrigued by it. Why don't we start with you telling us about, the status of the film, your maybe how it all began for you?
Well, the status of the film, we are in post-production, which means we're doing our final editing. We hope to have the film completed end of February, first part of March. And we've submitted to festivals across Texas as well as nationally.
Right.
We are crossing our fingers for a Texas release somewhere at a Texas festival in the spring. We would love to be in South by Southwest, which is here in our hometown of Austin.
South by Southwest,
sure. It's a well-recognized festival and a highly ranked festival, and we'd love to be there. But, you know, wherever we premiere, we will post that on our website, and we'll post any screenings that we have on our website in Texas.
Sure, and you've got my email address, and we will promote it as soon as we get word of it, whether it's released on DVD or straight to, a certain special screening. We'll let everyone know about them, as you mentioned.
Well, I appreciate that. Oh. It's been a fun project for me. This is a first film. I'm not a filmmaker by trade. I actually own a ceramic tile business.
There it is. Yeah, I was going to remind everyone you actually have a day job, as it were.
I do have a day job, like many of us, and this is kind of a labor of love, as it were. It started in 2000. The inspiration for the film was kind of interesting. I went to school up in Lubbock in the 60s. I was in high school in Lubbock, Texas, and a buddy of mine and I were going to Texas OU weekend.
Right.
Went through a little town called Guthrie. Guthrie's always played six-man football. We were having some lunch, and we got recruited there by a couple of ranchers to move to Guthrie because they didn't have enough guys to play six-man that year, and I had never heard of the game.
So how does that work? You're sitting there having lunch with your buddy, your high school age, you're on your way up to Texas OU, and you literally get approached by some men in the city, say, or in the small town?
Yeah, it was probably 2 or 3 in the afternoon, so it was after lunchtime on a Saturday, and there was a bunch of guys sitting in the corner having coffee with overalls and cowboy hats and, just rancher types, and they approached the table and asked us, said, "Where are you boys from?" And we said, "Well, we're from Lubbock," and we're high school kids. We thought we'd done something wrong for sure. As soon as they asked us that, we thought it was the sheriff. So we talked for a bit, and he kept trying to get us to move to Guthrie, and we couldn't understand why he wanted us to move to Guthrie. And we said, "Well, we live with our parents. We're normal kids, and we can't just pack up and move." And finally he said, "Well, you boys think about it, because we need a couple extra guys to make our six-man football team this year." And we explained to him that we weren't jocks. We didn't play football. And he said, "It don't matter. You look big enough." So it was that, I remembered that. And when I decided to get into filmmaking as kind of a second career sideline, I proposed to the instructor in a film class that I took. I said, "I have this idea for a documentary." And I told him about that. And I told him about six-man football. And he looked at me and said, "It's a great idea. You should do it." And so in 2000, I began doing my research, and we started shooting in the fall season of 2000.
So we're talking with Alan Barber, the filmmaker, who has a marvelous film. I haven't seen it. The topic idea intrigues me greatly. The whole idea, you know, I'm a fan of, my wife and I were watching an independent film just the other day, Spellbound, and I told you about, I love that one, Hands on a Hard Body by
S.R. Bitter. That's a great film.
That was an independent film, 1997. It's set in Texas as well. You never thought that one of those contests at a car lot where you have to keep your hand on the truck till the last one who with their hand on wins it would make good film fodder, but it did. As you know, it's all in the editing. You said you have a great editor. Let's talk about your film company before we delve more into Six Man Football. Never Too Late Films?
That's correct. Never Too Late Films was a company I started in 2000 specifically to make this film. I had a partner at the time, Laura Toops. She has a business here. She has a day job as well, mm-hmm. and she was interested in helping me on the film, and we were the first two people to start filming. After filming for about 2 years during the season and then filming a graduation at a little school called Freeway out in far west Texas, that was in 2002, May, the film actually went on the shelf for a while. I was out of personal money. It had personally funded the film. Mm-hmm. It went on the shelf for a while, and then in late 2004 and really early 2005, I picked up an editor named Mike Scannell who volunteered to edit the film. He's a film graduate of UT. He manages the post-production facilities at Austin Community College,
wow.
and he teaches film at ACC. And he's actually a friend of my son's. My son went to school with him, so you know there's quite an age difference in our team. And later on that mm-hmm. year, we picked up a couple more people to help with the film, Tom Chamberlain and Deepu Bhattacharya. They're helping with editing and production, and Tom did some cinematography. Mm-hmm. So we went back in 2005 to shoot some follow-up interviews and some B-roll. And we actually shot our last follow-up interview about a month ago in Aquila, in this little town, one of the towns we followed, with the parents of one of the boys.
Interesting. I can't wait to see this film. Now, what about these towns? What is their unique characteristic? Obviously, they're small. They seem to be located in a... kind of in you know, we don't have very many. I was looking at a map from sixmanfootball.com. I think the closest one to the Coastal Bend is over near San Marcos and Seguin. But
yes.
So they're located mostly in the central to northern part of the state, aren't they?
What you really see is you see most schools that play six man are north of I-10 and west of I-35. West Texas, the Panhandle, parts of Central Texas, ranching and farming areas.
Mm-hmm.
And ranching and farming where the population is not quite as dense as it would be in East Texas or now South Texas, there's schools in South Texas that could play six-man football, but they don't. But it's mostly lower populations. A lot of the towns are very, very small. We see towns in the 500 to 800 that have populations of 5 to 800 that have a six-man school. We see towns as small as the little town Aquila that we shot, which is up in Central Texas, just west of Hillsboro. That town has 136 people in town, has 180 people in the school, and 136 in the town.
So. Wow. And so now this is incredible that these towns still want to play football so much. We know that football is such an integral part of life in Texas. You know about the Friday Night Lights and such.
Absolutely.
But what about, I mean, these are UIL-sanctioned games. These are leagues.
That's correct. It's just like it's a division of 1A. It's called 1A six-man.
Uh-huh.
You have 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A schools. And 1A schools, if the school's population, student population in high school, 9th through 12th, is less than 100 students, they can opt to play six-man. And it is a different game with different rules. It's a very fast game. It's a very exciting game. And I've always been a fan of 11-man football.
Mm-hmm.
When I started going to six-man games, I look at 11 man. I go, this is boring.
Interesting.
You're not scoring enough.
Now we're going to take a break soon. You were gracious enough to say you'd stay through the break. I
sure.
want to get into some of the differences of six man to 11 man. But first, let's speak more mainly about your film. What story did you get out of it? I know the idea was a brilliant one, but is it ultimately a sad story? Is it an uplifting story? Is it a story? I know that the central theme seemed to be that schools were the central hub of these small communities, that more so than...
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely correct. in many, many of these towns, is play six man, especially in West Texas, and in the farther parts of North Texas, in the more remote areas. The school is everything. The community is absolutely devoted to the school. They're devoted to the kids. The school is a community center. It's the meeting place. It is everything to the town, and it's the main source of entertainment. And in some towns, if there's not another business in that town, it's the main source of employment, and in many cases, the main source of employment in the whole county. In Guthrie, Texas, up in North Texas, Guthrie is the only town in that county. There's something like 80 kids in the whole school. There's 36 kids in high school, and there's 100 or 200 people in the whole county.
Wow.
So these are remote areas, and I think what's interesting to me is that these towns and schools do everything they can with what they have.
Sure.
I mean, they don't have a lot, and they've got their school. And so all the sports that they play, not just six-man football, but basketball, and they run track, and they some towns may play tennis, they may have a baseball team, but they tend to focus all their energy on the kids and the activities of the kids. So the whole community is involved in raising the kids, and they do the best they can with what they have. So it's an interesting phenomenon in schools, and we discovered in looking at statistics for many of these six-man schools that overall, I looked at statistics, I believe, in 2000 or 2001 school year when we first started filming, we discovered that there are three times as many schools that play six-man football, three times as many of those schools are ranked exemplary as are all the rest of the schools in Texas.
Oh, that's interesting.
The graduation rates are much higher.
Wow.
The overall test scores are higher, and it's because they're very small.
Sure.
The whole town is focused on these kids graduating and doing well because it's basically all they have.
I think larger communities could learn a lesson from that, having a school, a place of education, be the central focus other than some other form of institution. That's fascinating. We're speaking with Alan Barber, filmmaker, Six Man Texas, due out. Sometime we'll let you know. Mr. Alan, if you wouldn't mind, we're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back, and we'll discuss some more of the intricacies of six-man football with you.